Cameron, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you and a pleasure to be in my new city, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Well, I want to talk with you about what's coming up and going on at the Cincinnati Art Museum. But before we get into that, I'd like to ask you, now that you've had a few weeks here, what are your impressions of the city?
Well, I just love the city. We've seen the change of seasons, and that's been exciting, and I do love the cold weather, so it's really a joy and feels invigorating. The architecture of the city, of course, is renowned and is everything that's advertised to be and is gorgeous. I have really gotten to know and to love the people of our city. I think that the people who are supporters of the Art Museum, of course, are near and dear to my heart. But we hope to expand that, and I've gotten to know through my children's school and through my wife's work and through all of the community work of the museum and our great staff, some of the really talented and smart people who are in our city. It's a great joy. This is a city that really adores and appreciates the arts, and that's a great starting point for me.
I'd also like to ask your response to the collection of the Cincinnati Art Museum. Is it what you expected, and is there anything that surprised you?
Well, I think the answer is yes and yes. It is that the collection I knew well and is something that I've continued to delve into in these early days and will continue throughout my entire career at the Cincinnati Art Museum. When we have the volume of objects that we have amassed over 134 years of collecting, this is truly a world-class collection that supports the art museum's work in every way and underpins all of the scholarship of the art museum, but then also lends the excitement to all of our special exhibitions and everything that we do to bring to the people of Cincinnati. The collection itself is deep in so many wonderful areas that I truly believe that we can advertise that this is an encyclopedic collection that teaches the history of art. It teaches the art history textbook as we have been taught and as we hope to pass on to generations future. Now, I'll add to that, though, that there are some surprises. I said yes and yes. There are some surprises within the collection that are not new to all, but certainly are new to me, which is I'm learning about the depth of our collections in miniatures, the depth of our collections in period rooms, depth of our collections in decorative arts, the world's largest collection of Nabataean, which is an ancient culture that is in present-day Jordan, that we happen to be the repository for the great objects that were born out of that culture. And so we look to bring those back on view. And we, of course, have a tremendous depth in works on paper with the work of our talented curator, Kristen Spangenberg, who has worked for years in developing one of the great collections of multiples and works on paper across the country. So again, yes, the collection is sort of as glorious as I expected, but there are surprises within there as well. I'll point out two others, which may be well known to Cincinnatians but are new to me, is that the Cincinnati Art Museum has a tremendous collection of musical instruments that are beloved, and that was a little bit of a surprise to me, but wonderful to see, and also a terrific collection of fashion and costume and textiles. In fact, our chief curator is an expert in fashion and costume and textiles, in Cynthia Omnaeus, and she does a tremendous job in bringing that work into the fine arts realm and making it appropriate for an art museum and for study of the history of art and fashion.
Are there areas you think need strengthening?
Always. I think that the work of an art museum is never done. There's always collecting. I think as we continue to look forward, there are numerous areas. One is that the story of art continues to be told, and there are artists living today who are doing work every bit as good as any era of art history. And so I think we look forward by continuing to collect today and in recent history so that then 100 years from now, we can look back and say that we were collecting during this period. I think it's important to continue to do that. In terms of the other major collections of the exhibition, I would answer only by saying that I think that we have so much work that is not presently on view due to limitations in the space of the galleries or due to the renovation project that we look to complete early next year in the spring, that we are going to be able to bring many of those collections, our Islamic collection, our African collection, the antiquities collection, back on view and bring them in. The museum will look entirely new again because many of these collections have not been seen for a long time. Native American collection, for example, has been off view for quite some time. We're looking to bring that back on view as well. So look for a Cincinnati Art Museum that brings what is known back into the spotlight and celebrates what we already do so well.
A new exhibition just opened. with work by Bukang Y. Kim, who was born in Korea but lives here in Cincinnati. Tell us about that exhibition.
Well, I'm tremendously excited about the exhibition as it came together in the best possible way, which is to celebrate one of our own, celebrate a Cincinnatian, and to look at a body of work that spans an entire lifetime. And I had a chance to go over and visit with the artist's studio and to spend some time and understand more about her work and about her legacy. And I think that her own personal life experience has brought forward a great body of work that I was astonished at the variety in the work, astonished to see the many different styles in which she has experimented, some of which you may see the connections, and you will visibly see the connections, back to her Korean roots. But also you'll see work in there that feels purely Western, work that feels like you would place it with any of the abstract expressionists and some of the great artists of today. And she's just so thoughtful about her work, really a joy. So I would say not only come see the exhibition, but also if you have the opportunity, come and visit with the artist and spend some time with her and get to know what it is that is behind those works.
Well, a show that just opened is called Campground. And it moves wholly outside the building to appear on an outer wall. And it's also by a Cincinnati-based artist. Tell us about Campground.
Sure. Tony Lunsman is, of course, one of our own as well. And we had an opportunity to begin to enliven with our renovation and construction projects the exterior of the Cincinnati Art Museum building. And we found a wall that's between the old Art Academy, very fittingly, where many of our Cincinnati artists were trained and worked, and including Frank Duveneck and our greats, and even up until recent history, right outside the windows of the Art Academy building. So in a sort of a perfect position. And then on the exterior of the building of the traditional museum space. And so it's a great merger space between the two. We found a great facade that, in fact, looks down over the city. It is up on the peak of the hill and looks down over the city. And we invited Tony Lunsman to come in and work with us, as he has before, and to help to develop a new work with Artworks in partnership as a mural. Although this one is different than the other murals that Artworks has helped to create, this one is created out of neon. This one is an animated neon piece in which you see a tire swaying over a campfire, and it has great references, and I think that it has a dynamism to it. And you should be able to, from certain points in the city, be able to see the work because it does look on that facade of the building right over the edge of the hill over the entire city. So you should be able to catch glimpses of the work. Do make a point of finding that work, particularly while the leaves are off the trees. That helps the viewing of the work. But also because it's temporary. The piece is intended to be up for 18 months, as in conjunction with Artworks' agenda. And then we look to a new project in the future. So it is a changing exhibition as well.
Well, and of course, the museum has some special holiday-themed events coming up. There's something called Art in the Making on the Saturday afternoon just before Christmas. Will people be making Christmas presents?
With Art in the Making, it is a hands-on art-making activity, and we invite all comers to come and to help make something that the family will enjoy together. And so we absolutely look to all of our holiday events to begin to do what we all remember and love about the holidays, which is to bring people together, to bring families together. The other opportunity that's there that's very apparent is the Tree of Life, which is a holiday, but really holiday-themed more towards the new year, looking ahead. And the Tree of Life is something that was created within the museum spaces. It's an opportunity for visitors to come and to write wishes for the new year in a very traditional fashion that's handed down over many cultures, many diverse cultures, the idea of creating these wishes over the new year. In this case, write the wishes and then roll them up in almost a ceremonial fashion, insert them into a small vial of glass and secure the top, and then hang the wish from a tree in which other visitors then will spend the season seeing this gathering of all the wishes, decorating the tree and being able to give foliage, be able to give life to the tree. And then in the end, we take all the wishes together and we incinerate them in a sort of a ceremonial fashion that then creates the sense that those wishes are now memorialized and that we try and carry them forward into the new year.
Thanks so much, Cameron, for coming in to talk with us about all this.
Well, thank you. It's such a great pleasure to be here with you and to be here in our new city. And I just wanted to say thank you to all of our listeners and all of our museum supporters for welcoming us, welcoming the family, and continuing to embrace the museum throughout this season and many future.
We've been talking with Cameron Kitchen, the Lewis and Louise Nippert Director of the Cincinnati Art Museum. For more information, see wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.